USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is calling for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation from Russia.
We're looking to see de-escalation. We're looking to see Russia pull back forces from the border. And we're looking to see Russia engage in good faith in diplomacy and diplomatic dialogue with the Europeans, with Ukraine.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling for cooperation from Moscow as Russia's military buildup continues along its border with Ukraine. Blinken meeting with G7 members in Liverpool to discuss the situation. A new study by OnePoll conducted on behalf of Monster Energy finds that 3 in 5 Americans say they feel the most tired than they have ever felt in their lives. Even worse, over half say that no amount of sleep can cure their lack of focus. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The cleanup continues after deadly tornadoes touched down in Kentucky.
One of the biggest clusters of tornadoes to ever break out in the nation's south has left at least 100 people dead in western Kentucky alone. Officials still scrambling to find any possible survivors beneath the rubble, especially in the town of Mayfield, Kentucky, where that tornado that tore through there toppled brick buildings and destroyed both the police station and the fire station. President Joe Biden assuring those affected by the storms,
whatever is needed, the federal government is going to find a way to supply it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is calling a mask mandate a penalty box. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the Republican governor saying a statewide mask mandate was essentially a punishment for people who have done all the right things to protect against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The upcoming election season in 2022 could see major changes in Congress, most notably the Senate. Some races could lead to a potential shift in power in the Senate. The race in Georgia is arguably the most intriguing. Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock is seeking a full term in the Senate after winning a special runoff election earlier this year. The current GOP frontrunner is former NFL running back Herschel Walker. Walker, with no prior political experience, calls himself the outsider candidate.
I think they're looking at outsiders because they're not politicians. They're not just going to tell you things and go to Washington and not do it. And that's what I told people. I'm not a politician. Don't talk like one. Don't look like one. And don't act like one, because I care about the people.
A man charged in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is speaking out.
January 6th defendant Ryan Nichols spoke with Newsmax's Greg Kelly on what is happening inside the D.C. jail and the risk he's taking even talking to the media.
I have put into court that I needed to watch my back here, kind of like Christopher Worrell when he got warned in the middle of the night that he wasn't safe. I, too, this last week, when we put our motion in talking about what actually happened on the West Terrace on January 6th, I was told that I needed to watch my back because I could possibly be stabbed inside of here.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.